DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 2 and 3, plain and clear. Apostle Paul, not losing heart, though some attacked his character and motives, continued to preach the gospel, the very ministry given him by the Lord. Jesus tells all his disciples that opposition is sure to come. Paul contrasted his methods to accomplish the mission given to him with those of his detractors. We can learn how to proceed with our ministries from this. Paul's detractors used secret and shameful ways. They were deceptive, hiding their true motives. Their methods were to distort the word of God, verse 2a. They were like Oz behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. Paul, however, did not do as they did. Though before he became a believer, he was just like them. When the Lord called him, he put those shameful ways behind him. Opposite to them, Paul presented God's truth plainly and clearly, verse 2b. Those who heard him or read his letters knew in their conscience that what he said had no hidden agenda. They knew it were to be true and of God, verse 2c. Referring back to what he wrote in chapter 3, verses 13 and through 15, like Moses' veil, if anyone did not understand the gospel he preached, it was not his doing or his fault. Rather, it was because they did not believe. The veil covered their hearts. Verse 3. As Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, quote, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And the writer of Hebrews, quote, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the